EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 41. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 24 tonight. Daytime highs approaching 49. Tomorrow, overcast. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. State lawmakers in the state of Kansas have presented a new bill in the House of Representatives that would make it a crime to abuse sporting officials at high school sporting events across the state. As KSN News reports, that the House bill would make a Class B misdemeanor to abuse, including shoving, kicking, or spitting on any sports officials. As they say that across the state, a record number of officials are quitting.
My car got keyed this year after a basketball game a couple months ago. I thought about quitting last year after my postseason basketball games. I literally left my uniform in the trash can at White Auditorium in Emporia. Hey, this is a problem. And come tomorrow, it's going to be a problem.
That audio from KSN News. According to Keisha, they say over the last 10 years, Kansas has lost more than 1,365 individuals that were registered to be officials at sporting events. As they say, they're hopeful the bill will pass.
We certainly had games canceled or adjusted in the state of Kansas, yes, because of lack of officials.
Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified premium vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Overland Park, Kansas held their groundbreaking ceremony on Thursday this week in anticipation of the changes going on in the community regarding U.S. 69 Highway. As KSNT News reports, the new project will be a 2-year project building express lanes along the highway from 103rd Street to 151st Street. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, they say that part of 69 Highway is the busiest highway in the entire state, making congestion problems. As they plan to add a third lane to the highway and have chosen to make it a toll lane to pay for the $572 million project. According to KDOT, they say that individuals will pay anywhere between 35 cents to $1.75 per trip, depending on the time of day, that will fund the project and the maintenance moving forward. In other news, law enforcement in Riley County, Kansas, has arrested a teenage boy after the boy ran away from home, then pulled a gun on law enforcement. WIBW reports the 16-year-old boy was found in Ogden, Kansas. When police made contact with the teen, they say he threatened officers with what appeared to be a handgun and a vehicle. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kearney Public School District seems to have come to an agreement between the Kearney Public Schools overall and the Kearney Education Association's negotiation team. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, Superintendent Jason Mundorf said they have been able to come to an agreement with the Kearney Public Schools 5-year strategic plan, with some of the changes including base pay for teachers starting from $38,000 to $39,300 for beginning teachers. The Kearney Public School District will also be increasing their district contribution to family insurance from $4,100 to $5,300 for all teachers. The school district also plans to add extracurricular programs, including esports, with girls and boys bowling, girls wrestling, along with adding a District 1 coordinator. All teachers will be getting 16 PTO days annually. And in addition to the certified agreement between the school district and the teachers, has also approved a 5% increase in pay for classified and classified existing employees, a 3.5% raise for administrative positions.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS. Or visit eastatesports.com. Go Cats!
Taxing is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Planning Commission again took up the matter of placing storage containers within city limits and the extraterritorial zoning area at a public hearing last week, which drew some 30 residents. They had earlier recommended to council not to allow the units, which led to a current moratorium. City Council had revisited the concept and seemed in favor of placement with certain restrictions as to location, finish, and other requirements. Comments at the meeting ranged from a complete ban to allowing containers in industrial or commercial zones but not residential, to some that suggested no limits whatsoever. Following a half hour of comments, the Planning Commission voted 6-1 to retain its current position, banning storage containers that are not grandfathered in or used on a permit basis for construction storage, etc. Jared Argo was the dissenting vote against a complete ban. Now allowing for a 14-day protest period to challenge the decision, it will go back to City Council for consideration. The place to be in 23 was the theme chosen for the Marshall County Fair, which was suggested by David Crawford. The fair begins Friday, July 14th and runs through the 17th. The annual Washington County Fair is scheduled July 20th through the 23rd, and the Nemaha County Free Fair is July 27th through the 31st. This year's theme, get wrapped up in 4-H. First baby born in 2023 in Washington County, January 26th, was a baby girl born to Matt and Melissa Baker of Haddam at the Washington County Hospital. Danielle Boyle of Vermillion is the new clerk of the Marshall County District Court, succeeding Nancy Cook, who retired at the end of last year. River Valley Ag Land Leasing Survey results will be presented at a meeting in Clifton February 21st at 7 p.m. Results of a survey, which local producers and landowners returned, will be reviewed, providing an overview of lease rates for area cropland and pastures. A light meal will be provided. Advance reservations are requested by Friday, February 17th at the Clay Center or Concordia office of River Valley Extension District. That meeting in Clifton, February 21st at 7 p.m. The third annual Rural Revitalization Conference will be held Wednesday, February 22nd in Randolph. The program begins at 10 a.m. with speakers from USDA Rural Development, Small Business Development Center, and the Governor's Office on Rural Prosperity. Focus will include information on beginning a business plan, financing, how to apply for grants and loans, and other special offerings by organizations. Lunch will be served. The afternoon program will include small business owners who will share their story about forays into the business world. Registration is $25 and includes lunch. Advance registration due by February 20th at the Riley County Extension Office at 785-537-6350. The third annual Rural Revitalization Conference in Randolph is Wednesday, February 22nd. Federal, state, and city offices will be closed Monday in observance of President's Day. Phase 2 of the U.S. 36 Highway Project is planned to start next week in Washington, including removal and replacement of the center lane of U.S. Highway 36. That center lane will be closed throughout the entire city limits with the exception of the intersection at D Street, which will be the only street allowing traffic to cross U.S. 36 and enter the highway both directions. All other streets entering U.S. 36 will be a right turn only. During this phase, The traffic will be closed on the center lane in Washington through the entire city limits. U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann held town hall stops in Marysville and Hanover Monday. He will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend with some of his comments. That airs at 7:10 Saturday on KNDY. Much of Mann's focus this session is on the Farm Bill.
The reason farm bills are 5 years long instead of 5 years long is so that you can reopen it and make these kind of tweaks. And those are absolutely things that we're going to be looking at to update. Also update some of the reference prices. When you look at the reference prices for commodities, where they were 5 years ago, you know, much higher today. And I think they're, I'm a big advocate on the committee, we have to acknowledge that with inputs where they are, the risks in agriculture are much higher today than they have ever been. And so you have to have, we have to make sure that the risk management tools reflect current day market conditions. I think with this farm bill, my sense is it will be evolutionary, but not revolutionary. I think it'll be using a scalpel to make some tweaks. I don't think it's going to be wholesale changes to crop insurance or those kinds of programs, but we're going to have to get into it and see. So I think we have pretty good leadership. So the new chair of the House Ag Committee is Glenn G.T. Thompson. He's from Pennsylvania. I think he understands our agriculture, and it's really important that we get this farm bill right. Thanks for caring about the country. As we can be helpful in any way, my job, our job is to serve you all. So let us know how we can be helpful, and we'll be back through a lot here over the next few months.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marlene A. Burton, age 85, of Mahaska, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church in Mahaska. Burial in the Mahaska City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 6. Family will greet friends Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville, in charge of arrangements for Marlene Burton. Linda M. Cromie, age 72, of Bremen, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30. At the Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 3 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Linda Cromie.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As high pressure dominates our weather pattern not only for this afternoon, but right into your upcoming weekend as well, expecting fairly quiet weather conditions. With our temperatures improving, especially into your weekend, we're back above average into the lower 50s for high temperatures both Saturday and into your Sunday, and even some mid-50s for highs on your Monday. Sticking closer yet for high temperatures here for this afternoon, expecting highs to reach the lower part of the 40s. Then for tonight, we'll drop back to lows in the mid-20s, but returning to those lower 50s for highs with dry weather conditions both Saturday and into your Sunday. A bit on the breezy side for your Saturday, we'll have our winds kicking up out of the southwest to around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Again, still looking to stay dry both Sunday and even into your Monday. Tuesday, though, we do pick up a slight chance for some rain later into the day. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-February 46, record high on this date 75, the average low 23, and the record low 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:17, sunset this evening at 6:06. Couple inches of snow accumulation on Thursday, a 6-inch range in the Beatrice area, higher amounts further north, lesser amounts to our south.
What happens when bird watchers around the world join forces? We'll find out this weekend. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 17th, the 48th day of the year. NBA great Michael Jordan has a birthday. Arguably, the biggest birdwatching event of the year begins today. The Great Backyard Bird Count is a global citizen science project that helps researchers track the welfare of bird populations worldwide. Anyone, from beginners to experts, are asked to record their sightings for at least 15 minutes. In past years, participants in over 100 countries tallied sightings of more than 5,000 species. The Great Backyard Bird Count runs through Monday, and you can report your sightings at birdcount.org. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more about backyard bird feeding anytime online, all about watching as well, at almanac.com.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
A salute to the FFA, recognizing our youth involved in the local program. From the First National Bank in Frankfort, Performance Ag, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Parker C, FNB Washington, and Hanover Electric.
My name is Jamie Bruna. I am a junior at Hanover High School. I've been a part of the Hanover FFA chapter for 3 years. FFA has taught me the importance of being a responsible leader and working well with others to get things accomplished. FFA is important to me because I am learning how to do my part to better the future of agriculture.
My name is Dustin Denton. This is my second year in the Valley Heights FFA chapter, and I am currently the club's treasurer. Please come join us for FFA week on February 23rd for our pancake feed at the Valley Heights Ag Shop. National FFA week this year is February 20th through the 24th. I encourage new members to join for the new experiences and exploration of agriculture. My favorite CDE this last year was livestock judging. Growing up on a farm, I've always liked being around animals, and overall, it was probably my favorite one to do this last year.
A salute to the FFA, recognizing our youth involved in the local program. From the First National Bank in Frankfort, Performance Ag, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Parker C, FNB Washington, and Hanover Electric.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier, as we have college hoops back in action this weekend across the state of Kansas after both teams, both the Jayhawks and Wildcats, being down in Oklahoma earlier this week. The Jayhawks are back in town as they've slid up to the number 5 slot in the national AP polls. They're now at home taking on the number 9 Baylor Bears with that tip-off on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Jayhawks are back atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 9-4 in conference play. They're 21-5 overall after their latest victory against the Oklahoma State Cowboys on Tuesday, 87-76. The Kansas State Wildcats are also back in action this weekend with tip-off at 1 p.m. on Saturday as they're back home taking on the number 19 Iowa State Cyclones. The Wildcats are coming off two losses, their latest one earlier this week against the Oklahoma Sooners at 79-65. They're currently number 5 in the Big 12 Conference with conference play sitting at 7-6 for the season right now. After this game, they stay at home to take on the number 9 Baylor Bears.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
With Super Bowl 57 officially in the books for 2023 and the winner coming out from the Kansas City Chiefs, the numbers are officially in as well, as Fox Network has reported that they saw an average of 113.1 million individuals watching the game, where the Chiefs ended up beating the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 with the field goal at the end of the game. KQ News reports that total of viewers includes a broadcast from Fox and Fox Spanish broadcast, as well as the streaming on Fox and the NFL's digital sites. It is the second highest watched Super Bowl compared to the 2015 game between the New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks on NBC that holds the record right now at 114.4 million viewers. That did not include streaming, followed by Super Bowl 51 in 2017 on Fox between Atlanta and New England with 113.6 million viewers. According to the Adobe Analytics, they also saw digital feeds of the Super Bowl hitting a record 7 million streams, an 18% increase a year over year, and double the amount of streams from Fox's last Super Bowl in 2020 with 3.4 million streaming viewers.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Chapman, live on AM 1570 FM, not a 4.1. Our Friday feature game, Frankfort hosting Washington County, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights travels to Onega. Axtell entertains Blue Valley. Lynn is home to Donovan West. Centralia's at Clifton Clyde. Diller O'Dell at Weeping Water. And the Southern Boys entertain Pawnee City. Again, Marysville at Chapman. Washington County at Frankfort. Our Friday feature games live. Marysville wrestlers. Boys regional competition this weekend.
Find out what's bugging you and your house plants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Create a tropical paradise or dramatic desert indoors in a terrarium. Hi, I'm Linda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use closed terrariums when growing tropical plants. They thrive in the high humidity and moist soil. Leave the top off or use open containers for cacti and succulents. Use a cacti and succulent mix for these drought-tolerant plants. They prefer lower humidity and the drier soil open terrariums provide. Place a thin layer of gravel or decorative stones on the bottom of the container. Cover with landscape fabric to prevent the soil from settling into the stone. Now add the potting mix. Set plants on the soil surface and arrange as desired. You may need to trim off some of the roots so the plants will fit in their new home. Plant your miniature landscape, making sure to cover the roots with soil, then water. Add a few decorative stones, small twigs, ceramic figures, or other decorations to complete the scene. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
She was just 30 when she died in a plane crash in 1963, but her music had already made her one of the most recognized voices in the nation, and that voice remains one that brings people to this museum devoted to her life. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside.
as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If you come to Nashville to see the Johnny Cash Museum, you have the chance to treat yourself to another museum devoted to a star within that same building.
She was such an influential woman in country music, and she deserved to be honored as well, and we had space in the building. So Johnny, his museum opened in 2013, and Patsy opened in 2017.
Angela Dager is speaking of the Patsy Cline Museum.
Patsy died when she was only 30, and so there wasn't all the things available. That personal relationship hadn't been there. So Bill, the founder, began working with Patsy's family.
For help with the museum, founder Bill Miller turned to Klein's husband, Charlie Dick, who, while helpful, didn't really think he had anything of much interest to share.
To Charlie, it was their life. This is our refrigerator and our chair and sofa and some of her clothes and her salt and pepper shaker. It's just Patsy's stuff. It's like, that's amazing. But to him, it was just every day.
But of course, some of those everyday items are what endear fans of all ages who come here to get a glimpse of the star's life, cut short by a plane crash when she was only 30.
The dresses are on display, too, and it's really neat because you can kind of see how she started into kind of like a younger Western style and grew and developed into a more sophisticated pop style.
In 1957, Klein got the chance to perform on a national TV talent program. She wore a cocktail-style dress and sang Walking After Midnight. It was a breakthrough hit that propelled her to number 2 on the country charts.
Midnight, out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere.
But there's another set of items here at the museum that truly tell you a lot about Klein and how times have changed. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
Before you ride a horse, you have to get on it. And that's not always easy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This is a lot easier with a horse that's taught how to mount and dismount as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When I was a kid and learning how to ride a horse, we were always told to mount on the left side. My first pony was Coco, and she usually started lumbering off before I was ready. Trainer Frank Bell is known as the Horse Whisperer. He says you're vulnerable when mounting a horse, so it's important that you have control. Bell's method for teaching the horse to stand still is called the one rein stop.
When you pull their head to the side, it means stop. And once you've got that well established, then when you go to mount, you have a little bit of mane and rein on the left side if you're mounting on that side. Then you tilt the head just a little bit. And so that says that the horse stands still. When you're mounting and dismounting, in any situation, you want to have that head tilted a little bit into you. You want to have direct contact of the rein to the horse's mouth.
If the horse hasn't been ridden before, it has to slowly get the feel for what's coming.
I just put a little weight in the stirrup with my hand, get him used to that, and then it'll go to my foot, get him used to that. And then I get on about halfway, you know, just get up where I'm leaning over, where my center of gravity is over the middle so they don't feel such a twist in the girth area. If they can handle all that just fine and stand still, then, you know, I'll swing a leg on and stay on for a few seconds and then get off so the horse knows that when I get on, it's not going to be forever.
Use mounting blocks, a fence, or something like that to get up in the saddle. It's easier for the rider and is less stressful on the horse's body. Bell also advises teaching the horse to mount on both sides. There may be a situation where you can only get on or off on the right. Should you become caught in the stirrup and the horse takes off dragging you, Bell says to roll toward the horse onto your belly and your foot will come out. Find more horse training tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
can't remember the last time I made a purchase with cash. Unless I'm buying a drink from a vending machine, I usually use a credit card. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Credit cards are so convenient, but when you swipe a card, it's much easier to overspend and lose track of your purchases. You don't see that stack of cash getting shorter and shorter. Whether you use credit cards or not, it's good to be clear about where your money is going. One idea to help you track your finances is to create three buckets in your bank account. One for saving, one for spending, and one for giving. Then, make intentional decisions about what goes into each of these buckets based on your values and what's important to you. And set up some time with a financial professional. They'll be able to help guide you so you can make short-term and long-term financial decisions in each category. Money, like all you have, is a gift from God. Make sure you're using it wisely so you can live a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
An Indiana farming community addresses a lack of local child care options today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. 2 weeks ago, I did a story about a national survey of farm families about how they're dealing with childcare needs. Today, I'll introduce you to Adam Alson, a Rensselaer, Indiana corn and soybean farmer. Alson says the town was a childcare desert, so he led a local effort to change that.
Farm families have the same problems that any other families, you know, just like everyone else in Rensselaer and Jasper County, lack of affordable child care is rural communities. You know, it's not easy being a young farmer, and child care is one of those things that makes it harder.
Alson says rural communities can't expect to attract young families if they don't have basic services like affordable child care.
This isn't easy to do, right? But I also think it's extremely important for rural communities to survive and grow in the next 20 to 30 years.
Alson is president of Appleseed Childhood Education, which will soon open a licensed child care facility that can accommodate 75 children.
This is about economic development, and this is about rural viability. And it's a must-have for communities going forward. And I hope what we're doing here can be something that people view as optimistic.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Napa Filter Days at Enon's Automotive run through February 18th. Take advantage now of their large selection of farm filters, also hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Farm Filter Days at your Napa Parts Store, Enon's Automotive in Marysville, run through February 18th.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the latest round of Rural Partners Network investments focuses on efforts to improve service to historically underserved communities in rural America. Here's Rod Bain.
Continuing efforts to improve historically underserved rural communities were announced Wednesday in the form of investments through the Rural Partners Network.
The Department of Agriculture is announcing $262 million from rural development to mission area, focused on projects that will not
not only create good-paying jobs, but also provide a wide array of opportunities in these communities, from low-income housing to renewable energy projects to improve water and wastewater systems to expanding educational health care facilities.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the current round of funding is targeted for 68 projects within the Rural Partners Network. Since its launch last April, 36 community partner networks currently are active in 10 states and the Puerto Rican Commonwealth.
In some cases, it's an individual city. In some cases, it's multiple counties that have been designated.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack discusses projects in Arizona supported by Rural Partners Network.
Let me take the state of Arizona, for example. There are a number of projects there, both large and small. We're funding and financing the construction of a healthcare facility in Casa Grande. We're going to help construct and equip a 131,500-square-foot healthcare facility, providing a over $52 million loan to the Sun Life facility so that it could build this health center. Another example is the Yuma County Improvement District is focusing on improving water and wastewater improvements for communities in Arizona. We're providing them an additional $6 million to help assist in improving wastewater treatment. Superior, Arizona, we're focused on helping them build a new government building so that they have a place where their city council can meet and where government officials can meet with constituents and basically where the city government will operate out of.
And let's look at your ag news on this Friday, February the 17th.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
We don't think much about electricity until it goes out. Caring for livestock can become a life or death situation without it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Livestock farmers ever raise their animals in the days before electricity? The way we farm now is much different. Hot water heaters, mechanical ventilation, and electric lights are all items taken for granted until a weather event cuts off the juice. Russ Daly is an extension veterinarian at South Dakota State University. He says many farms have generators that will kick in, but they aren't always fail-safe. You should also have a backup plan for the backup.
So the first thing is just to
sit down and ask yourself, what would happen with my barn where I have my pigs, or my barn where we have the calves, or it's calving time and I need to make sure I have some milk replacer for calves or colostrum. All those kinds of possibilities, depending on the time of year and the production status of your farm, when the power outage hits, it might be very different circumstances.
Daly says a common use for electricity on farms in the winter months is supplying water to the animals.
First thing is probably thinking about, okay, how am I going to get water to our animals if we do depend on electric pumps for a water source? Is there a surface source of water that they can use? Are we going to have to, you know, get down there and break some ice for animals to go in and drink water? They can maybe get by with using snow for a temporary water source, but animals that are lactating really need some water.
Vaccines and other medications stored in refrigerators should be treated like food items when the power goes out. Keep the fridge door shut unless absolutely necessary. If the animals require heat, provide deep bedding to keep them warm. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on caring for animals when the power goes out at agriculture.com.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you as we roll through this Friday. Remember, no markets on Monday. Corn for March right now, 676 and three quarters. That's up three quarters. May corn, 676 and a quarter. That's up one and a quarter right now. Kansas City wheat for March, 905. That's up six and a half. Kansas City wheat for May, 894. That's up six and three quarters. March oats at 366, that's up three. May oats at 353.5, that's up two. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 1527.25 is your current price, and that's up three quarters. Soybeans for May, 1522.25, that's up one. Looking at cotton for March, here's what we're looking at. $80.31 is your current price, that's down 94 cents. Cotton for May, down 50 cents at 81.50. Live cattle for February, 163.50. That's up 77.5 cents right now. Live cattle for April, 164.80. That's up 72.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 186.80. That's up 57.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 190.60. That's up 7.5 cents. Crude oil for March down $3.01 at $75.48. Crude oil for April, $75.76, and that's down $2.98. Looking at gold on this Friday, you got February gold at $18.41. That's down a dollar. Silver for March, $21.75 is your current price, and that's up 4 cents. Wall Street, the Dow down 11 currently, S&P down 30, NASDAQ down 169. Stock futures, of course, being affected by inflation concerns. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a great Friday.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids SeaTech offers are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yields. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
It's not quite time for producers to be bugging out about wheat pests. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Jeff Whitworth, K-State field crop entomologist, gives an overview of updated pest guides from our entomology department here at K-State and shares advice for producers that are worried about winter wheat pests.
In the last 10 years, we came up with some different economic injury levels or different treatment thresholds for some of the pests that we've had some new invasive species. So it should be available through your K-State bookstores. And each local county extension office has 5 issues. But one of the things I might add, it has nothing in there about insecticides. So if you're interested in what insecticides you use, we're trying to answer that with our crop insect management guides. And those should be out by the 1st of March. They are up-to-date information. We always also put a qualifier in there that always check your label. But we've tried to give you some information in those management guides on sampling, what to expect from damage, and that kind of stuff.
Whitworth explains the 3 pests that can cause people to think about early season problems: winter grain mites, army cutworms, and Hessian flies.
Winter grain mites can be in any grass, but they're not noticed. When they do get noticed is when they're in wheat. Generally speaking, winter grain mites, they die off and there's just eggs left over winter. The army cutworm, however, will be out there feeding anytime the temperature's over 45 to 50 degrees. They're really small, so you have to really look. And the Hessian fly is dormant right now. It's in the flaxseed stage. If you have some place in your wheat field where last fall the growers always tell me it looks like it's kind of dying out or has kind of a dark color to the leaves and they're a little more flattened, if you pull those up and you start stripping those tillers, you'll see the little mahogany-colored flaxseed. That's the pupal stage of the Hessian fly. As soon as it starts warming up, the winter grain mite eggs will hatch. The flaxseed will turn into adult Hessian flies, and the army cutworms will continue to grow.
Whitworth encourages producers to evaluate their fields for pests, but to stray away from treating. He also shares concerns about lack of moisture.
Go out and figure out why you had a thin spot in your wheat or your alfalfa. But if it's due to an insect or a mite, it's not time to take action. The wheat's in dormancy. They're not going to feed on it very much, or even if they do, it's not going to cause any problems. It's once these crops come out of dormancy and start growing that we start having a problem. The other problem we're having right now in large part of the state, we're still short on moisture. If there is an army cutworm problem or if there is a winter grain mite problem, that damage is going to show up even more because those plants are also struggling for moisture.
That's K-State field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with insights on updated pest guides and his advice for producers that are worried about winter wheat pests. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. We'll be right back. The Neon Beat, Sundays 1 to 6 p.m. on KNDY.
High school hoops tonight. Marysville at Chapman live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Washington County at Frankfort live on FM 95.5.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.